This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. In his traditional Christmas Day Mass, Pope Francis urged the world to let the light of Christmas pierce the darkness in human hearts that leads to religious persecution, social justice, armed conflicts, and fear of migrants. He also joined the head of the Anglican Church to send a special message to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal. Protests left a trail of destruction on Christmas Day after clashes spilled out across malls and the tourist hub in Hong Kong the night before. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Hong Kong woke to debris and graffiti on Christmas Day after a night of violent protests. Protesters vandalized a bank of HSBC. The bank became embroiled in a saga involving an official crackdown on a fundraising platform supporting protesters in need. About 100 protesters then trashed a Starbucks.
This year's Christmas is much worse than previous Christmases. It would be much happier if no one makes trouble.
On Christmas Eve, undercover police clashed with thousands of anti-government protesters. The protesters flooded the streets of a popular tourist district and also held rallies in nearby shopping malls.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Officials in Burkina Faso say soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post and the northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso, killing hundreds of people and sending thousands fleeing from their homes. From Washington, this is VOA News.